Just Curious.
Welcome to Just Curious Media. This is That's a Crime. I'm Jason Connell.
And I'm Sal Rodriguez.
All right, Sal, we are back with another crime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this one's very disturbing, I think. I do.
Very disturbing indeed.
Yeah.
Because today we are breaking down the true crime story of the airline passenger threatens to cut off flight attendant's head in 2023.
It's terrible.
Sal, the title says it all. Very disturbing indeed.
And Jason, it's so stupid. When I'm on a plane now, the last few years, here's how lame I am. When I'm on a plane, I'm thinking, I wonder if there's any snakes on the plane. You know what I mean? It's so stupid. I'm not thinking about stuff like this. I'm thinking about stupid snakes.
Yeah. You're going back to a classic movie, at least a classic film title, Snakes on a Plane.
Oh, yeah.
Love it. No, this is not about snakes. This is about passengers taking things into their own hands, and it's very scary indeed and very real. This actually happened. Yeah. And when I read the headline, I thought, what? I had to find out what happened, and we had to come here and cover it on That's a Crime.
Yeah. Especially after 9/11, where we think that security has reached new levels, right? But that has me thinking now. I think that security has actually
Air
waned.
Marshals.
Yeah, I think security's actually kind of waned. It had a peak maybe about, what, like 2010 peaked security, and it kind of waned a little bit where something like this shouldn't even be allowed to happen.
Well, I mean, it can happen anytime. You could have someone who gets provoked and does something with, well, we'll get into it, but they don't have a gun or a knife, but this can happen. But I do wonder if air marshals are on every single flight or not. Or, how these things can even escalate to this degree. But again, I mean, there's a lot of people to control on an airline. It's a very confined space. Things can happen.
I hate it.
And I know you don't like flying, Sal, so this probably feeds into your fear of being locked up in a plane with other people even
Jason,
more.
I want to be absolutely clear when I say I don't like flying. I mean, I don't like flying commercial. I'm sure I would love a private jet. I'm sure I would I'm sure I would love that. So I don't want to say I don't like flying. I don't like flying commercials when I don't like.
That's what I meant. That's what I meant. Because typically that's what we're talking about here, folks.
Sure.
Most people I know aren't like, oh no, I love flying on my little, my Cessna. But no, more often than not, it's really just the process of flying. It's the getting there early. It's the shuffling through security. It's the waiting. It's that part of flying that people can't stand. I'd rather drive. I'd rather take a train. I'd rather have some level of control. You do save time in the long run, but it's a pain and everybody knows it. So good headphones go a long way. Noise cancellation. So let's jump into the crime.
Oh, yeah.
On August 2nd, 2023, chaos erupted aboard Delta Flight 2432 as it landed at Louis Armstrong International Airport in New Orleans, Louisiana. The trouble began when 39-year-old Nelson Montgomery pulled out a sharp object and caused a self-inflicted injury to his neck. Now, Sal, that's a scary situation in a very confined space, as we just talked about. Someone cutting their own neck, like, hey, look at me. Whoa, this is like, I've never even dealt with that in real life on the ground, let alone in an airplane.
Yeah. And then when you see somebody who's willing to injure themselves, you're thinking, look what they're willing to do to themselves. What are they going to do to me?
Who's next?
Yeah. Oh, no. It's very scary because now you know this person is really just out of their mind.
Yeah.
There is a serious problem with this person. And
disturbed.
Which makes it makes it worse than if it were just some, angry person who's not out to lunch mentally. It becomes a whole different thing.
That's true. Well, as passengers and crew members watched in disbelief, Montgomery suddenly turned his attention to a nearby flight attendant, exactly what you're talking about, putting her in a dangerous chokehold and brandishing a broken piece of glass. So this is what he has. So Sal, you can't stop this. Homeland Security can't stop any and everything that may pop up on a flight or somewhere. We don't know if he had this piece of glass on him, found it on the airplane. Not sure, but scary. Now he's got someone in a very bad situation. Poor flight attendant. What do you do? What does Sal Rodriguez do?
Well, the first thing I want to know is, where did this piece of glass come from? Because I would think by now we shouldn't have any glass on the plane. So let's say there's no glass on the plane. Well, that means he had to have snuck this piece of glass or broke something. I guess glass could pass through a metal detector, right? Yeah. Metal detectors detect metal. Could. This is glass. It might. Yeah. So glass is an interesting thing. It's like when I've hypothesized about stabbing someone with a frozen, what's it called?
Pick.
It's a frozen pick.
Yeah.
But then it melts and then it's gone.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, there are these things that could pass through, you know.
That's true.
Unseen. So yeah, this is a very dangerous situation. And then you have the added confinement. Oh, just the whole thing is just, my claustrophobia is just going nuts right now.
Sal will now take a break from this episode.
Yeah, I gotta step away, if you don't mind.
So Montgomery then threatened to decapitate flight attendant if anyone intervened. Like, that is a horrific thought. I can't imagine being faced with this. And now, if anyone comes closer, I'm taking her head off. This is too surreal. And he's already cut his own neck. You could see it. You probably could see blood trickling out. So you're not saying this guy's crying wolf. We have to respect what he's saying, and we have to tread lightly here, Sal.
Yeah. And again, if this is what he's willing to do to himself, what's he going to do to me? What is he holding in his hand? You may not even know at first that it's a piece of glass, but you know that it's something that can cut. That's all that matters. Now, here's the good news, though. The good news is we're going to see, I think, where people are at, where bystanders are at. I think we're going to see a good example of humanity at their finest, I think, in moments like this.
Fight or flight, or in this case, fight in flight.
Fight in flight, yes.
I can coin that phrase, actually.
That was good.
Now, despite the tense atmosphere, a brave group of passengers decided to take action, rushing Montgomery and subduing him until law enforcement arrived. Now, Sal, that's a tough call, man. Here is a guy that's already cut himself. He has someone else in a very vulnerable position, threatening what he'll do to her if you come near, and you just charge him. I assume that they realize they can't trust this guy. They can't negotiate with this guy or reason with him. So charging him was the best choice that they came up with. And I'm not even second guessing. I'm just saying that's just a tough call.
Well, it's absolutely a tough call. But I think this is my point a moment ago, was the consciousness of airline passengers today versus, let's say, in the year 2000.
Yeah.
What that person was like versus 2002's flyer, 2004 and now present day. Do you think that your average passenger is kind of a little more awake, a little more ready, a little more willing to take down somebody if they need to? I mean, it's the whole let's roll from 9/11. Remember that quote?
I thought the same thing when I read this, like, and they charged him like, let's roll. Absolutely. And they realize it's one person. He's already injured. That's coming into play in your rationale. He's already hurting. How much strength can he have? And they can just get a hand on him. So yeah, I'm not going to sit back and watch this. It's not like he has six perpetrators helping him. Mm-hmm. I totally agree. It's still a tough call and you need to orchestrate this well. And it's not like these passengers are some sort of team, I'm assuming.
Sure,
I mean, teams do travel and, you know, all different types of teams and athletes, but more likely than not, they're people who've never met from all walks of life, and they're rallying together. So I like that. I like this band of brothers.
I love it. I love it.
That I love.
Do. It makes me very proud. Moments like this, when I see people do things like this or hear about people reacting like this, responding, very proud. It makes me very proud. It does.
Me too. So as for the flight attendant, she suffered two cuts from the sharp object, but thankfully only sustained minor injuries. Whew. That
lucky.
Could have been much worse. Very
lucky.
Very lucky.
Wow.
Montgomery, however, wasn't as fortunate, as passengers and crew members were called upon to provide medical assistance due to the profuse bleeding from his neck, of which he caused. And so this is after subduing him and pulling away the flight attendant. And now they focus on saving him. You know, here's a guy that had us all, you know, scared for his life and her life. And now they have to shift gears and get gauze or whatever, how much blood's coming out of his neck. They're still landing. I mean, all this is going on. I can't imagine the captain of this flight. Like, what's going on back there? Because it said during the landing. So we're not sure, you know, where they were in reference to the actual plane, this location.
Sure.
But that's a lot to navigate.
Oh, I was just going to say, Jason, you're talking about, you know, humanity being at their peak.
Yes.
To provide aid to somebody that you just took down and who you just saw as a threat. And now you're providing aid. Oh, my God. Makes me even more proud.
It kind of reminds me of the unfortunate incident on the subway where the Marine killed the passenger who was deranged, but it went from subduing too far, took it too far, and killed him mistakenly, in his words, but then they tried to provide help. So this is similar, not quite as dark and devastating, but still, this guy, we got to get this guy. Oh, now we got to save this guy. Mm-hmm. So it's very interesting. A lot of things. I'm sure if there was video, and there probably is, Sal, of other passengers who were just like, this is too much for them. There's older people, there's young kids, any and everybody's on a flight. So think of the trauma that they're all just encountering. It's a surreal experience. If you're in on it or not, even if you're just avoiding the whole damn thing, it's like, it's a lot to take in.
No, but going back to the confinement, because Jason, I was a young boy walking through Hollywood with my mother. I think we had a doctor's appointment and we're walking on Hollywood Boulevard. And I saw this guy get stabbed on the sidewalk right in front of both of us. It was broad daylight, right in front of everybody, got stabbed multiple times. But the good news was my mother and I were able to back away. We were able to back away. We had room. It was over there, not near us. On a plane, you can only back away so far.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to be impacted emotionally, if nothing else. So the good news is Montgomery didn't die. He got the medical attention he needed, and then he was later taken to a facility nearby. And after he left treatment for his injuries, he was processed at the Jefferson Parish Correctional Center. So, Sal, unfortunately, this type of incident is happening, it seems like, at a rapid pace for whatever reason. So I've been feeling this. I've been reading these things. This one was more horrific than most. It didn't end horrifically, but, you know, it had the makings of. But this article had some stats, and they're staggering. And I'll read this now. This unfortunate incident highlights a concerning trend of unruly passengers causing disruption on flights. The FAA, Federal Aviation Administration, reported approximately 857 such incidents in the first half of 2023, raising concerns about the safety and security of air travel. That seems like a lot, Sal. Like, you've seen these videos, though. Be quiet, they're being unruly, you have to leave the plane. A lot of times it's kind of benign and they're just causing problems with the staff, but it can escalate. Someone else gets mad. Punches are being thrown. I'm seeing all sorts of crazy videos now, but I had no idea it was happening at this rate.
Yeah, nor did I know that there were that many flights to bring up such a big number. 857 incidences happening in only the first half of 2023.
And that's not like per day. I mean, I'm assuming that we're making it through some days, Sal. So there's thousands of flights happening all the time. But still, no, Jason, this is too many. This is just too many of these problems.
But like you said, I mean, this is a horrific example, and it's probably one of the most horrendous that we've heard about on a plane besides 9/11 itself, right? Otherwise, you have those unruly passengers. Maybe they're drunk, intoxicated. They don't want to move out of their seat. Yeah, belligerent, kicking the seat behind you, all that, or in front of them, all that sort of thing. So yeah, I'm hoping, I'm praying that those 857 incidences are not to this level.
Yeah. Hey guys, cool it, because Sal wants to travel more, okay? Just knock it off.
I would like to be at peace on a flight. I would like to enjoy the flight. See, I think that's the thing, is that it's like a ride. To me, I see a flight as a ride, almost like an amusement park in a way. It's a thrill ride, right?
Well, it is a ride.
It is absolutely a ride. Okay, but I see it as like an amusement thrill ride, in addition to transportation, of course.
Okay.
So I want to have a good time. I want to enjoy it. I do. So anything that impedes on my enjoyment, will be not appreciated.
Well, we know that Delta Airlines was not pleased with this incident, and they issued the following statement, Sal, if you will.
Delta Flight 2432, operating from Atlanta to New Orleans, was met by law enforcement personnel upon landing, following a reported customer issue on board. Delta has zero tolerance for unruly behavior on our aircraft and in our airports. Nothing is more important than the safety and security of our people and our customers.
All right, pretty standard statement, but you know they're not pleased, and I don't think Nelson's going to fly anytime soon on a Delta flight. I'll tell you that right now.
Jason, that word unruly that they said, it's just like, really unruly?
Yeah, zero tolerance. Unfortunately, it's after the fact. You can't predetermine, this isn't Minority Report, like this guy's going to cause an infraction, he's not on the flight. Yeah. You have to do it. And then you're punished.
That's true.
So zero tolerance. He'll never be back. Now, are the heroes, the ones who save the flight attendant, do they get upgrades? Do they get like some perks?
They should. You know? I think so. Yeah. Because if he's punished, is never allowed maybe to fly commercially ever again, maybe. But ever, for sure.
Yeah, maybe across for sure, all airline.
Do not fly list. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I believe that, yeah, in an instance like this, just like when I think if you're born in Disneyland, you get a free all access pass forever. So yeah, if you are a hero on a plane and helps a situation like this, a crime occurring like this, mm-hmm. danger happening, and you intervene, especially successfully, yeah, you deserve, I would say, at least one first class round trip ticket.
It got me thinking. I like that. We might have a better world if we could collect hero points.
Yes, I like it.
And then redeem them on things. So it's like you would be more apt to exhibit bravery, help thy brother out in a situation. Gesture. Someone's just keeping score, you know, whatever. Ding, 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 ding. Like a game. That would be a good thing. Like, oh, how? Let me check your record. Oh, you're doing pretty good, Sal Rodriguez. You got, you know, 37 hero points and you want to cash them in on, you know, who knows? I'm not saying that's why you do it. I'm not. But that little thing is an incentive to do good. And I hope that Delta did give our heroes something because they are heroes.
Sure.
Even if Nelson didn't follow through on his threat, Nelson Montgomery, still a bad situation. And I'm glad that people were there to intervene and save this flight attendant. And she can hopefully, listen, she got away with minor injuries. She's scarred emotionally. You know, that's a whole other thing we haven't talked about. This type of crime has a ripple effect on everybody involved, no more than her and what she went through. So well, Jason, let's hope that she recovers.
Jason, somebody cutting their own neck in front of you is traumatizing.
Totally.
Somebody then threatening your neck with the same mm-hmm. sharp object is incredibly traumatizing. Yeah, I hope that flight attendant gets some time off. I hope they're able to reconcile their emotions. Otherwise, they're going to be carrying this with them for the rest of their life. So I hope that they're okay and get some help.
Because everyone is so focused on, and rightfully so, mental health these days. It took a while. It was like, hey, suck it up, get over it. But now it's like, no, they're dealing with real trauma. Yeah, we read she had minor injuries and she'll be okay. That's just physical. Yeah. And so it's so fast to brush that over. No, she may never work again at this job for Delta in this role anyway.
Well, there could be a lawsuit.
Be too much.
I mean, we don't know.
There could be a lawsuit.
We don't know yet, but there could be a lawsuit. Right. If something happens and you're injured on the job. A friend of mine was hit by a forklift when he worked at Walmart, you know? And so, when you're at work and something happens.
Did he cash in, Sal?
You know what? He's not the kind to cash in because you know what he said? He said it was partially his fault is what he said.
Wow.
Partially, by the way, I hung on that word partially is what he said. So I said, well, that means it's partially someone else's fault then as well. So
I was partially drunk, but beyond that, it was not my fault.
I was partially on the property. But yeah, when it comes to mental health, you have two main parties. You have the victim and you have the assailant. The assailant, obviously, I would just assume when all is said and done and the dust settles that that person had some sort of flip out or freak out, which I guess people can go into psychosis. Perhaps he's a person that needs heavy meds that maybe missed his meds. They used to prescribe things like lithium to people, bipolar, people that have serious mental health problems that could impact those around them. And if they don't have their medication, things like this can happen. So I'm not going to assume necessarily this is some wandering criminal. This may be just like a regular guy who flipped out.
I totally agree. And I definitely have compassion for Nelson Montgomery. It does sound like that. All of a sudden, it was too much. Maybe he felt confined. He had a freak out and this happened. We don't know if this was a track record. I doubt it, but we don't know. But whatever the case may be, I hope that whatever jail time he has coming, he deals with. But mentally, he's okay. Physically, he's okay from his wounds. And speaking of which, Nelson Montgomery is facing charges of aggravated battery, disturbing the peace, and simple battery. I didn't know that term, simple battery, Sal.
I did not know that term, I'm also rather hung up on the phrase disturbing the peace. When I think of disturbing the peace, I'm imagining someone just playing loud music.
Yeah. Dum, dum, dum. Yeah, I totally agree.
I mean, really? Disturbing the peace? Okay.
But I guess that's what you do on an airline.
And you know what you don't have is you don't have a charge of attempted murder. Would that not be attempted murder if you stick a pointy object to someone's neck and threaten their life, basically? Would that not be attempted murder?
I guess that's aggravated battery.
Okay.
What they determined? Not sure. So. But we'll see what happens with Montgomery. Maybe we'll keep it on our radar. If there is an update, perhaps we'll come back and update our audience on it. But a very interesting flight. But Sal, flight, listen to me. This has been a good flight. Let's go ahead and bring it in now. A very interesting crime, Sal. Anything else you want to add before we wrap up?
It just reminds me, these heroes that were on the plane, I think that they should be mentioned. People like this not only get their free upgrade, as you said, which I love. But yeah, their names should be mentioned. I want to know who these heroes are. And I will tell you this, Jason, every time I'm on a commercial plane, especially after 9/11, especially after Let's Roll, when I'm on a commercial airliner, do you do this? Do you do like look around like, okay, who could maybe help if something happened? Who could be like, who would need help? Well, that old lady, she can only do so much, right? That old guy, he has a cane, you know what I mean? So like you think about like who may be able-bodied enough and maybe willing enough to do something like intervening in an emergency. Who could we rely on? I do the scan on the plane. I don't know if I'm right. I don't know if I could be wrong, you know, but I always do that.
I assemble a team before we board.
That's nice.
Yeah, and then we got it all.
What are your skills? Hey, you, what are your skills?
Ninja, we could use you. Yeah. Anyway, good idea. So that's how we have to travel smartly. Travel smartly.
I like it.
And that covers the true crime story of the airline passenger threatens to cut off flight attendant's head in 2023. And now, Sal, we transition to something that we're growing quite fondly of on That's a Crime, and that is the spotlight. And now we're going through our library, our archives, and pulling out a crime from the past that we've covered and just telling fans about it. Maybe they want to revisit it or listen to it for the first time. And today, Sal, you have chosen a crime, and please share that with us.
Well, Jason, in the wake of the crime we just spoke of tonight, talk about people just, well, flipping their lids, for lack of a better term.
Right.
Episode 49, man kills fishing partner over fear of being eaten by Bigfoot in 2022.
I can't help but laugh.
A murder is horrible, but the reasoning, him and his buddy are fishing, and he fears that his friend is going to abandon him and that he will be left there alone and will be eaten by none other than the eighth wonder of the world, Bigfoot.
Yeah, I only laugh because it's so absurd, but then I remembered, yes, there is a murder here. This wasn't just a scary thing. Yeah, it's a bizarre story. Two friends going fishing, and like we talked about with Montgomery, could be the case, maybe not, but just flipped out. We don't know if it was lack of meds. We don't know if it was just biological. We're not sure what happened, but this person started to act completely different and attacks said friend. The reasoning's crazy and definitely worth a visit. Nice tie-in. Sometimes the spotlight does kind of match some of the tones of the crime, and very good choice here. I've not thought about this crime in a while. We recorded this back in March 16th, 2023. It wasn't that long ago, Sal, but it feels like a long time ago because tonight is episode 75. So
congratulations.
It's been a while now. It's been a few since we covered this, but yeah, good choice. I hope our fans do go back and visit this. I also have to give a shout out to Oklahoma. Oh. This was in Ada. I'm not from Ada, but I am from Oklahoma, Tulsa, Oklahoma. So this wasn't too far away from where I grew up, but definitely worth your time.
And Jason, I will tell you that I like Bigfoot.
Yes.
So really, anytime we could talk about Bigfoot,
I'm pro Bigfoot.
I'm open to that. Yeah. In fact, just to be clear, Bigfoot had nothing to do with the crime. Bigfoot is innocent. So Bigfoot just want to be clear. Bigfoot's in the clear.
Sasquatch is innocent. Do you have a Bigfoot collectible behind you by any chance?
Not behind me, but I do have a couple of Bigfoot collectibles. As a matter of fact, I did do probably one of the more popular Bigfoot action figures review video on YouTube. Oh. Yeah, I'm proud of it. I did a few years ago. It was one of my first exterior toy reviews, and we do cover many different Bigfoot figures.
Were you searching for Bigfoot? Was it like that whole thing?
Well, we were searching for the best Bigfoot action figure.
Okay.
And that would probably be the one that came from the Ohio Bigfoot Conference.
Official classic.
Conference exclusive Bigfoot was definitely our favorite.
Sounds good. So thank you so much for listening, and please be sure to subscribe to the That's a Crime podcast and the That's a Crime YouTube channel. You can also really help us by giving the show a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts.
And for all you listeners that enjoy sharing your thoughts, you can leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, send us a direct message, or post a comment on any That's a Crime social media platform.
We also highly recommend checking out our other podcast and visiting justcuriousmedia.com.